Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink?
When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall.
Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust.
There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savour the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple.
For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe.
And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me, and I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy.
I will sing and make music for the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear?
I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me.
I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me.
O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face.
It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help.
Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me.
Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path, lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemies' greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury.
I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hold firm, and take heart. Hope in the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me.
He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is his.
He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is his.
Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light.
He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son.
Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible.
All were created through him. All were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being.
It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything.
It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and, by means of him, to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is his.
A reading from 1 Peter. To the elders among you, I, a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and sharer in the glory that is to be revealed, make this appeal. God's flock is in your midst. Give it a shepherd's care. Watch over it willingly, as God would have you do, not under constraint, and not for shameful profit either, but generously. Be examples to the flock, not lording it over those assigned to you, so that when the chief shepherd appears, you will win for yourselves the unfading crown of glory. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them. He spent himself in their service and ever prayed for them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them.
Whatever you do for the least of my brothers, you do for me.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whatever you do for the least of my brothers, you do for me. Jesus Christ is worthy of all praise, for he was appointed high priest among men and their representative before God. We honor him, and in our weakness we pray.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You marvelously illuminated your church through distinguished leaders and holy men and women.
Let Christians rejoice always in such splendor.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You forgave the sins of your people when their holy leaders like Moses sought your compassion.
Through their intercession, continue to purify and sanctify your holy people.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
In the midst of their brothers and sisters, you anointed your holy ones and filled them with the Holy Spirit.
Fill all the leaders of your people with the same Spirit.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You yourself are the only visible possession of our holy pastors.
Let none of them, one at the price of your blood, remain far from you.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
The shepherds of your church keep your flock from being snatched out of your hand. Through them, you give your flock eternal life.
Save those who have died, those for whom you gave up your life.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who for the relief of the poor and the formation of the clergy endowed the priest Saint Vincent de Paul with apostolic virtues, grant, we pray, that afire with the same Spirit, we may love what he loved and put into practice what he taught. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.